did the study to figure out where their band edges are at, you know, what the frequencies are for the bands, or else they just plain outright, you know, take the chance and operate the digital modes on HF bands. So not everybody, you know, double checks to look through, you know, QRZ to see if they're legit, but anyway, it's a service. I look at ham radio as a service, not as a hobby. Is it a hobby? Yeah, it's a hobby, but I try to think of it as a service first. And I think a lot of guys have lost that concept of amateur radio. So and I'm guilty of that. I mean, I like to experiment on it, which is what it's also for. But it was intended to be a service, I guess. I mean, that at least that's what I read years ago. But I'm not trying to sound like a prima donna or anything. don't take me wrong either. But it's fine. But I say, you know, try to keep the cussing and swearing out of it. And that's what I don't like. And on this repeater, I don't mind if people talk about religion or politics. I don't have a problem with it, but don't start beat each other up over it. You know, when they start calling the other person names and saying you're stupid or, you know, that kind of stuff, then I have to interject and say, you know, look, this is going past the edge here. You know, you guys go cool off somewhere.